Chapter 12. The Jewish People and Their Rebuilt Temple. Part 1. The 12th end time prophecy concerning the Jewish people, letting us know we're living in the last days, is that Israel would rebuild the temple. The actual temple that the Antichrist will go up into and declare himself to be God. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
As we saw before, this text tells us that in the last days, the Antichrist is going to go up into the rebuilt Jewish temple, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, and declare himself to be what? To be God, right? So, this is the point. Do we see any signs of the Jewish people getting ready to rebuild this last days temple that the actual Antichrist will be going up into declaring himself to be God? Oh yeah. Signs and the desire are all over the place as we speak. And I wanted to share that with you. The first way we know the Jewish people are getting ready to rebuild the last days temple now, is that the Jewish people are ready to build the temple. You have to understand, the Jewish people aren't just back in the land again and being established as a nation again, right now, they are really preparing to rebuild that temple again. And it's not 100 years down the road, it's right now. So much so that they are airing tons of commercials advertising that fact and that desire. Here's yet another recent one they came out with recently. You tell me if they don't want to build a temple.
There is a young man walking across the floor. He has a breathing apparatus around his neck and is carrying a crate full of what looks like tools. He lays the crate down and proceeds to put the apparatus on his face. He walks over to the wall and then takes a spray can of paint out of the crate and starts spraying something on the wall. It's dark in this building and he knows he is trespassing, so he has to hurry and get it painted before someone catches him. Suddenly, he hears someone yell, "Hey you!" He stops painting, picks up the crate and runs out of the building. The watchman comes in with a flashlight. He shines it on the wall to see what this painter has put on the wall. It isn't words at all. It is a beautiful painting of the new temple to be built. The people are ready, are you?
No kidding. Are you ready for what? For the Jewish people to build the actual last days temple that the Antichrist will go up into halfway into the seven-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. This is wild, folks. Airing right now in Israel as we speak. But that's the tip of the iceberg. This media campaign is apparently working so well that it is actually spurring the Jewish people on to ascend the Temple Mount in record numbers, where they believe this new temple needs to be built, in spite of massive unrest from the Muslim community. There has been a 75% rise in religious Jews visiting the Temple Mount compared to the previous year. The Temple Mount, in the old city of Jerusalem, is the holiest site in Judaism. A fierce debate has raged for generations over whether Jews are even allowed to set foot on the Temple Mount itself. In fact, here's a map showing the obvious massive increase. Looks like there's a recent uptick in visits to ascend the Temple Mount where they want the new rebuilt temple to be. In fact, the article goes on to say, in addition, the number of organized groups from schools, yeshivas, Orthodox Jewish seminary, pre-military academies and other institutions has grown. And again, you have to understand that this desire to ascend the Temple Mount where they want the new temple to be doesn't come without risk. They're not just taking a casual stroll. That's because the Jewish people are actually banned from praying or prostrating themselves on the Temple Mount and entry to the Dome of the Rock is restricted to Muslims only. You and I can't even get in there. Here's what the rules actually state.
Jewish prayer on Temple Mount is completely forbidden. Jews may enter only to visit the place, and only at limited times. Muslims are free to pray on the Temple Mount, however, Christians and Jews may only visit the site as tourists. They are forbidden from singing, praying, or making any kind of religious displays.
Attempts to violate these rules causes major problems. In 2000, Ariel Sharon, then the leader of Israel's opposition party, took a delegation to the top of the Temple Mount, which Muslims rioted over and sparked what was called the Second Intifada, which resulted in the deaths of more than 4,000 people. Then in 2014, A Muslim shot Rabbi Yehuda Glick near the Temple Mount because he wanted the Jews to pray freely at the top of the Temple Mount. Most of the time what happens on so-called peaceful days is that Muslims pray at the top of the Temple Mount while they look over the edge to see Jews praying at the Western Wall down below. But every year, Jerusalem Day is celebrated, a Jewish national holiday commemorating the reunification of Jerusalem and the establishment of Israeli control over the Old City in the aftermath of the 1967 Six-Day War. If you recall, this was when Israel recaptured Jerusalem, fulfilling yet another Bible prophecy as we saw, but initially they also took control of the Temple Mount. The paratroop commander at that time, a guy named Mordecai Gur, cried into his field radio, "The Temple Mount is in our hands." And the brigade's chief communications officer, Ezra Orny, retrieved an Israeli flag from his pouch and asked Gur whether he should hang it over the Dome of the Rock. Gur said to go on and go up. Major Arikachman, chief intelligence officer for the brigade, accompanied him into the Dome of the Rock. They climbed to the top of the building and victoriously fastened the Israeli flag onto a pole that was topped with an Islamic crescent. But that didn't last long because the then defense minister at that time, Moshe Dayan, watching the scene through binoculars from Mount Scopus, urgently radioed Gur and demanded, "Do you want to set the Middle East on fire?" So, Gur told Ichman to remove the flag. But Ichman couldn't bear the notion of lowering the Israeli flag, and so he instructed one of his men to do it instead. So basically, this is what Jerusalem Day is all about. This is what they are celebrating each year, when the Jewish people, not only got Jerusalem back, but the Temple Mount back, but was returned shortly thereafter. And every year when they celebrate it, they are in essence saying we the Jewish people are the rightful owners of the Temple Mount, and it causes a major ruckus.
The horn blows through the city of Jerusalem, it is Jerusalem Day. At this moment we are entering the Lion's Gate. We are inside the Old City. The voice of General Motta Gur, commander of paratroopers, declares, "The Temple Mount is in our hands." This declaration was retrieved from the official IDF archive material as it happened on June 7, 1967. Jerusalem Day, 2015, Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, founder, Temple Institute, IDF paratrooper and liberator of the Temple Mount, says, "Today, Jerusalem Day, I had the merit to enter the Temple Mount, 48 years ago, almost 50 years ago. No one demanded me to present my identity card before I could enter the Mount. Jews entered as rightful owners. I am compelled to mention there were soldiers who entered and paid with their lives for this holy place. Where do they come up with this degradation to demand of a Jew, who is the rightful owner of this place, to present an identity card while at the same time others enter freely? Thus, each one of you who has come here today, I say this to everyone. Everyone who is here today, he is to be considered as one of the paratroopers who liberated the place of the Holy Temple. The paratroopers who were here, some of them are no longer with us. But all who are here today are proof that we are rightful owners of this place. This is the fulfillment of the commandment to conquer the mountain, plain and simple. We are actually fulfilling the positive Torah commandment. You shall seek out his presence and come there," Deuteronomy 12:5. May we merit with God's help to enter into the courtyard of the Holy Temple. During the time he is speaking, the IDF Chief Rabbi General Shlomo Goren stands with Torah scroll and shofar at the entrance to the site of the Holy of Holies. They are proceeding to walk towards the Temple Mount. On each side of them were the Muslim chanting Allah Akbar. They are trying to interrupt their walk and get them to turn around. There are also police walking with them to keep this walk from getting violent. Then over a loudspeaker the words, "The Temple Mount is in our hands. Well done. Cease firing. All forces to cease firing." The horn starts blowing again. The rightful owners ascend the Temple Mount. Demand the right to pray.
Ascend the Temple Mount. Demand your right to pray. Why? Because that's where the new temple needs to be, and Jerusalem Day celebrates the Jews being the rightful owner of that place. In fact, speaking of rightful owners, not that long ago Israel blasted 33 countries that ignored the Jewish historical ties to the Temple Mount. Israel, on Wednesday, dispatched sharp letters to the 33 countries, including France, Russia, Spain, and Sweden, which supported a resolution by the United Nations that ignored Jewish historical ties to the Temple Mount and the Western Wall in Jerusalem. The resolution, which the Jewish people are calling outrageous, is sponsored by six Arab states: Algeria, Egypt, Kuwait, Morocco, Tunisia, and the United Arab Emirates, on behalf of the Palestinians, and referred to the Western Wall Plaza by its Muslim name, Al-Barak Plaza, and the Jewish name for the holy site, The Temple Mount was excluded from the text and replaced with the Muslim reference, the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Al-Haram al-Sharif. The resolution also noted that every aspect of the Jewish religion, history and archaeology were presented as fiction, referring to Jewish fake graves and so-called Jewish ritual baths. Only 6 countries, the US being one of them, voted against the resolution. So, Jerusalem Day is a hotly contested topic. But that's not the only Jewish holiday that stirs up a ruckus over the Jewish people's desire to retake the Temple Mount and rebuild the new Jewish Third Temple that the Antichrist is going into. So is another holiday called Tisha B'Av. It's celebrated the 9th day of the month of Av, July 21st to 22nd, 2018. It's the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, on which we fast, deprive ourselves and pray, and is the culmination of the 3 weeks, a period of time during which we mark the destruction of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. That's what they're recalling every time they celebrate this holiday. But it's not just recalling the past, but it's also looking forward to the future when they get to rebuild the temple again. Here's proof. Here's yet another commercial airing in Israel as we sit here for Tisha B'Av this holiday, specifically showing their desire to rebuild the temple.
A young man is laying in bed when his alarm goes off. He looks at his phone to see what time it is, and the words, Tisha B'Av today, is showing on his phone. He gets up and puts on his clothes and begins to walk out the door. When he opens the door, a bright light is waiting for him to walk into. It's like a dream. As he walks down the street, he is in awe of what he sees. So many people are walking here and there. It is very unusual. Some are holding signs that say, Happy Ninth. A man he passes even hands him an invitation that says, Cohen Kadal invites everyone for a special Tisha B'Av celebration. Happy Ninth. He wonders what is going on. So many people are celebrating. As he walks further through the city, he finally sees what the commotion is all about. In front of him is the new temple. Then he sees 2 men blowing horns in celebration. Suddenly, he is back in his bed, the alarm has just gone off, he picks up his phone, and then his dad walks in the room telling him to get up, it's time to go. He sits up in his bed and looks around. He realizes all that he has just seen is just a dream. But then he grins. It was a wonderful dream of what is to come. Time to wake up and make the dream come true.
Time to wake up and make what dream a reality? Rebuild the third Jewish temple that the actual Antichrist will go up into and declare himself to be God halfway into the 7-year tribulation. Being broadcast right now in Israel as we're all worried about who wins what game and how's that economy doing. Again, the Antichrist does this, he commits the abomination that causes desolation halfway into the 7-year tribulation in this temple. If we see the Jewish people desiring to build that temple now and it's going to take a little time to build, you don't build it overnight, then how much closer is the rapture of the church which takes place prior to all this? Folks, we are living in the last days and it's time to get motivated. The second way we know the Jewish people really are getting ready to rebuild the last days temple now, is that the Muslim fear is rising over the temple. As we just saw, the Muslim community is up in arms over this Jewish desire to rebuild the third Jewish temple. And the reasons are pretty obvious. This would obviously replace the Dome of the Rock, which is where the Jewish group called the Temple Mount. The faithful believe the original temple and the Holy of Holies is there on the Temple Mount. This would also replace the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is not the same as the Dome of the Rock. One is a mosque, the other is a shrine, but both are on the Temple Mount. So, any talk of building a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount sets the Muslim community off like a rocket. And if you're paying attention to the Muslim media and Palestinian broadcasts going on over there, and unfortunately hardly anybody is, they are clearly saying this could happen any day. Over the past few months, PA officials have been claiming Israel's goal is to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and replace it with a new temple on its ruins. Mahmoud Al-Habash, the former Palestinian Authority, PA, Minister of Religious Affairs, claimed on Thursday, Israel plans to blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem to prepare the way for a new temple to be built on its ruins. He claimed, the plot to destroy the Dome of the Rock is being planned by extremist Jewish organizations and may be carried out by a drone carrying large amounts of explosives or a small plane flown by a Jewish suicide bomber. So, he called on Muslims from all over the world to come to Jerusalem and to protect the Al-Aqsa Mosque from destruction. Here's some of their actual news reports.
Palestinian Media Watch. The excavation's purpose is to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. In fact, its foundations have been removed. Chemical acids were injected into the rocks to dissolve them. The soil and the pillars were moved so the mosque is hanging in midair. There is an Israeli plan to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to build the temple. PA Minister of Religious Affairs, Mahmoud Al-Habash. Israel plans to remove the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israel is following a systematic, gradual plan supported by the Israeli government and protected by the Israeli army, and its aim, I'm telling you, is not to divide Al-Aqsa, not to divide Al-Aqsa. Host. To impose their sovereignty over Al-Aqsa. PA Minister of Religious Affairs Mahmoud Al-Habash. Its aim is to remove the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Host. As the final goal. PA Minister of Religious Affairs Mahmoud Al-Habash. As the final goal, they don't want to see the shining, golden elegant Dome of the Rock. Khaled Mismar. PLO official accuses Israel of planning to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and erect what they call the Temple. Now they want to divide up the Al-Aqsa Mosque, i.e. the Temple Mount. Furthermore, they want to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and erect what they call the Temple over Al-Aqsa.
So, whether or not people really want to believe the Jewish people are getting ready to rebuild the temple, talk to the Muslims. They're convinced it could happen any time. In fact, to make matters even more alarming for the Muslim community, the Israel Minister of Housing and Construction, Uri Ariel, publicly expressed his wish to see the construction of a third temple in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied Al-Quds, East Jerusalem. According to the Al-Ray Palestinian news agency, Uri Ariel said, "The first temple was destroyed in 586 BC, the second temple in 70 AD, and ever since the Jews have been mourning its loss." He then went on to say Al-Aqsa Mosque is currently in place of the temple, despite the temple being much holier than it. Al-Aqsa Mosque is only the third most holy mosque in Islam. Now that Israel has once again become a Jewish sovereign state, there have been calls to rebuild the temple, he added. Here's the Muslim news report of that event.
Press TV reports. Israel says it's planning to replace Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem with a temple. The Israeli minister urges the building of the third temple to replace the holy site. The Al-Aqsa is considered the third holiest site in Islam. Palestinians denounced the plan as desecration. They say it's part of Israel's ongoing attempt to distort the Arab and Islamic history. Palestinians argue that Jerusalem is the capital of the future Palestinian independent state, and that its heritage should remain intact. Israeli minister says that the first and second temples were destroyed many years ago, and the third one needs to be built now.
And what temple will that be? Oh yeah. That's right. The one the Antichrist is going up into halfway into the seven-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. Folks, it's all going down soon, we better wake up. In fact, the accusations don't stop there. The Muslims have gone on to even accuse the Jewish people of creating the recent earthquakes in an attempt to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque. This was only a few months ago. Memory, Middle East Media Research Institute, reported that these experiments are part of Israel's attempt to cause man-made earthquakes in order to collapse Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. These actions are preparation for a major criminal action against these holy sites to destroy them in preparation for creating a holy temple in the attempt to Judaize Jerusalem. We cannot trust the Israeli occupation, since it plans to use technology and science in order to complete its planned expansion, while blaming nature and natural causes. Earlier this year, speaking of crazy, a councilman in Washington, D.C., a Democrat named Trevon White Sr., suggested on Facebook that rich Jews control the weather. Are you kidding me? And don't misunderstand me, I'm not taking the side of the Muslims or supporting some wacky conspiracy theories against the Jews that are basically anti-Semitic. Of course not. I just bring this up to show you that even though people here in the West might try to downplay this desire of the Jewish people to rebuild the Last Days Antichrist Temple, now the Muslim community sure thinks it's legit. In fact, many people don't even realize that this is such a deep-seated desire for the Jewish people, that is, to rebuild the temple, that they even have it embedded in their wedding tradition. How many of you have ever been at a Jewish wedding or have seen what they do at one? At some point they what? A glass is placed on the ground, and with a stomp, the groom crushes the glass, and the guests shout Mazel Tov. Why do they do that at every Jewish wedding? Is it because they have too much glass and need to get rid of it somehow? Let's take a look and find out. At the conclusion of every Jewish wedding, a glass is broken by the groom in remembrance of the destruction of the Holy Temple. The family and friends come to the synagogue, they dance, they celebrate the occasion, but the ceremony has them walking down the aisle with the husband wearing a customary white robe, meeting his beautiful bride at the front of the congregation. As she walks down to meet him, she walks around him then stops in front of the rabbi. They share a small glass of wine. The ring is put on her finger and the rabbi puts the glass down on the floor in front of them. The husband then smashes the glass with his foot. How many more glasses need to be broken? It's time to build. Time to build what? One last time, the last days rebuilt Jewish temple that the actual Antichrist will go up in a halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. It's embedded in every Jewish wedding ceremony with the breaking of the glass, yet how many of us realize that these are all signs for us here today? Our wedding day as the bride of Christ is fast approaching. We too will hear a shout and a trumpet call, but it won't be in the 7-year tribulation when these events take place, but at the rapture of the church which takes place prior. Are you ready for your own wedding day? Are you listening to the Lord? What more does he have to do to get our attention? Right now, Jesus is building our hopa or bridal chamber. This is what he meant here.
John 14:1-3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, if it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me that you also may be where I am.
In other words, when he's done building the bridal chamber, the Father's going to inspect it and tell the Son, "Okay, Son, go get your bride," just like in a Jewish wedding ceremony. He'll typically come when she's not expecting it and surprise and whisk her away. Literally abduct, which is where we get our word rapture from. It's the final stage of the Jewish marriage ceremony called the Nishuin or the taking. And that's what Paul was talking about here.
1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
You bet it's an encouragement. Because as we saw, the words caught up is where we get our word rapture from. What it literally means is a catching or snatching away, just like an abduction with a bride. Do you think that's by chance? No way. Yes. We don't know the day nor the hour, but after 2,000 years, you'd think Jesus is getting pretty close to finishing that bridal chamber, amen? We better get ready. Now once the couple returned to the Father's house, they would consummate the marriage and celebrate their wedding feast for the next 7 days, during which the bride remained closeted in her bridal chamber. And so it is that we too, the Bible says, are whisked away and closeted in our bridal chamber, during the 7-year tribulation. We're up in heaven at the Father's house enjoying our wedding day while the unbelieving world is unfortunately undergoing his wrath. Therefore, the point is this. You better make sure you're ready to go. You better make sure you're really a bride of Christ. Make sure before it's too late. Receive the greatest wedding present of all, the gift of eternal life, now. Don't be left behind like these people.
Acts News Network, time to build the third temple. Temple worship ceased 2,000 years ago with the destruction of the second temple. Orthodox Jews worldwide pray daily for the restoration of the Holy Temple and for the Shekhinah, divine, presence to dwell in it and for the resumption of the full order of sacrificial worship including animal sacrifice. For more than 15 years on the eve of the Jewish New Moon, thousands march around Jerusalem's ancient gates praying for the Third Temple and to celebrate the coming of the Messiah. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem is producing sacred vessels required for temple rituals. Rabbi Yehuda Klick, in our architectural plans that we are planning for the third temple, we included air conditioning, we included computers, parking lots, up-to-date, more beautiful, based on the Spirit, based on the word we read from the prophets. The building of the third temple is currently prohibited. Management of the Temple Mount is under the Islamic Waqf. Some believers in Jesus correlate the construction of the third temple with the emergence of the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, for others it signals the return of the Lord. Hopewell Baptist Church, one day Jesus is coming. You may be at church, you may be at work, you may be asleep. God grant that you will be ready when he makes his personal appearance. My God, what if his appearance occurred on a Sunday morning? My prophetic word this morning is get ready, get ready, get ready. The scene is a church on a Sunday morning.
The rapture has occurred. Half the congregation is still in the church. It is chaos in the sanctuary. How could they have been left? There is crying and praying. They know that they were not ready. But not only is part of the congregation left, but so are some of the ministry still standing there in shock. It's going to be joyful for those who are raptured, but it is going to be sad for those who are left behind. Conversations taking place sound like this: life as we know it will change. You swore to me that you would get yourself together and start coming to church with me. A wife tells her husband. His replies, it'll be okay. This is a Sunday morning rapture.
Boy, isn't that the excuse every time. I'll go to church services next Sunday. I'll get saved next Sunday. I'll get right with God next Sunday. What you don't realize is that this Sunday might be your last chance. This is why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the Jewish people and the Antichrist, to show us that the 7-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. That's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising all around us. It's time to wake up. The point is this. If you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. You don't want to be here when God pours out his judgment upon this wicked and rebellious planet. It's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. The only way to escape is through Jesus. Take the way out now before it's too late. Get saved today. But if you're reading this today and you're a Christian, then it's high time you stop goofing off and getting distracted with this world. Let's get busy working together, sharing the gospel with as many as we can. Let's leave here living for Jesus and longing for his soon return. Amen.